Joining us now, I'm delighted he's in the studio with us, Chris Carr. He started a group called Vacations for Veterans, and he is on a mission to give something back to the troops that give so much to us on a daily basis, and he's a vet himself, Operation Desert Storm with the Marines. And good to see you. Semper Fi.
All right, well, Semper Fi to you and for all those in the audience that might be former Marines.
All right. Now, tell us how you got into this, because there are a lot of groups out there that help families of vets and coming back and helping them assimilate, get jobs and so forth. But why the vacation angle?
Okay, well, that's a great question, Laura. I mean, the reality is this. At a personal level, not only am I a veteran, but my wife is actually a veteran as well. This is probably something that I think maybe a lot of the listeners out there will be able to relate to. Just sitting around, of course, we all like to say, well, and we mean it when we say it, hey, we support the troops, whether or not you support the war effort or not. All of us have in common the fact that we support the troops. But one of the things that would come up again and again in conversations between my wife and I is, yeah, we say that, but what are we doing? What are we doing, that's concrete, that's making a difference, for the men and women in uniform who serve? And is there something we both thought the need that we should be doing something. The question became, what? And one of the ideas that bubbled up is my wife actually not long ago started a for-profit business called Exclusive Exchanges. So long story short, it's a luxury home exchange. And she had built the, technology infrastructure to enable people to, exchange homes with one another. And she got to thinking, is there a way here that we can leverage some of this and put it to use for something that helps the troops? So what she did is she decided to go to some of her customers, who many of whom own luxury vacation homes, and ask them, hey, if we were to set something up to, donate time in your homes to provide a vacation for some of our recently wounded veterans, would you be willing to participate? And, the thing that to me was most refreshing is that not only did people respond positively to it, but they did so in a very overwhelming manner. So it wasn't just, yeah, it was more, heck yeah.
So how do we do this? How do we donate if we have a vacation home or happen to live in an incredible place that is a vacation spot? Then how do we donate our homes?
Okay, that's a great question. So what we did was we built a website, vacationsforveterans.org, and vacation homeowners can go to the website and donate time in their home. Simply, it's a pretty straightforward thing. Upload a picture, a little description, and what block of time the homeowner is willing to donate. In some cases, it's off-peak season because a lot of people, looking for rental income. But if the home's sitting around in the off-peak season, why not let one of our recently wounded veterans and their families have a nice vacation.
And how many people have responded so far?
Currently, we've got about 100 homes in the database, but we suspect that number is going to grow very rapidly. We've recently formed some partnerships, one with a company called Soma Holdings, a couple of gentlemen, John Lugwood, John Miniat. Basically, they own three web-based businesses, findvacationrentals.com, vacationspaces.com, and findbnb.com. So these are websites that are vacation home rental websites, and they are soliciting people, that are...
Oh, that's nice. So they're using their for-profit businesses, though, to find out if there are other people out there who could also be part of your philanthropic experiment here.
You're absolutely right. So, long story short, I think we're going to see a tremendous growth in the number of homes in the inventory.
What's the reaction of the vets and their families when they get to go to a house, do you think, and how are they going to react? I mean, it must be awesome to someone call you up and say, how'd you like to go to Aspen for a week? Or how'd you like to go to, Naples for a long weekend?
The veterans very much appreciate it. I think that they feel that people are showing their appreciation in a very concrete way. And for them, really it's about an opportunity to get away from the cares and stress of their day-to-day life, reconnect with their spouse, with their families, things like that.
Just take a break. I mean, when I see the guys and the gals coming back from Iraq or shipping out, oftentimes I'm at Baltimore Airport,
okay,
and I'm up there and I see them and they look tired. I mean, it's tough. I mean, not only the the year and a half often they're spending overseas, but just the daily grind of being, you know, fighting the good fight for us over there, and it's tough, and they deserve. They're entitled, frankly, to a vacation. I wish I had a vacation house that I'd put my vacation house in there, but maybe I'll have to buy one just so I can give, you know, Vacations for Veterans use of my house. But hey, when I get one, you're going to have it. So we're going to link up your website on lauraingram.com. And okay. I know there are a lot of folks out there listening right now who do have second homes, and they're in beautiful places, and you're happy to make them available to our men and women in uniform, all of them heroes, regardless of whether they're doing supply or doing maintenance on aircraft or on the front lines. And we appreciate what you do, and thank you for your service to this country. And you're giving back. You already gave to this country, and you're giving back again. Well, so we salute you as well, Chris.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Laura.
Chris Carr, Vacations for Veterans.